WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center. We're at 47 degrees, and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A deadly shooting at an ICE facility in Dallas. Authorities identifying the suspect as 29-year-old Joshua John say he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. John allegedly opening fire from a rooftop, killing one ICE detainee, leaving two others in critical condition. Mira was a written witness here through a translator.
There were about 20 gunshots. At first, it seemed like they were shooting at something. And then again. And then after, it sounded like there was an exchange of gunfire.
President Trump says he won't meet with congressional Democrats, but House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries saying Democrats are willing to negotiate with their Republican colleagues to avoid a government shutdown. The sticking point for Democrats, cuts to health care coverage. And the White House alerting government agencies to prepare for furloughs if the government does shut down, threatening mass firings that could become permanent. This is ABC News. For the first time since 1967, a leader of Syria has addressed the United Nations General Assembly. President Ahmad al-Shahara made his debut Wednesday. In a short speech, he described Syria as entering a new chapter after the fall of the Assad regime. President al-Shahara has also called for the removal of all sanctions levied on Syria. A federal judge in Rhode Island has ruled that it's unconstitutional to require states to cooperate on immigration enforcement in order to get federal disaster funding through FEMA. A DHS spokesperson says the administration believes cities and states that break the law by preventing arrests of illegal aliens shouldn't get federal funding. For the fourth time in his career, Aaron Judge has tied the major league record by reaching 50 home runs in a season. The only other players with 450 homer seasons were Babe Ruth, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa, two of those with an asterisk. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today's forecast calls for patchy fog early, then sunshine to partly cloudy and turning warm, a high of 76. Mostly clear tonight, patches of fog later on, a low of 53. Friday, mostly sunny and continued warmer than normal, a high of 78. Saturday, another beautiful day, lots of sun and a high of 80, and 78 on Sunday. At the WRCO studios, we were at 50 at midnight, and now a pretty good thick blanket of fog this morning. So drive carefully on your way out and about. And it's cooler than the last few mornings. We're down to 47 degrees. That's our overnight low. Today is Thursday, September 25th, and it is time for us at WRCO to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say, can you see? What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched. So gallantly streaming, and against red glare, the bombs burst.
If we never meet again this side of heaven, as we struggle through this world and its strife, there's another meeting place somewhere in heaven, by the side of the river of life, where the charming roses bloom forever, and where separations come no more. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you on that beautiful shore. Soon we'll come to the end of life's journey, and perhaps we'll never meet anymore. We gather in heaven's bright city, far away on that beautiful shore, where the charming roses bloom forever, and where separations come no more. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you on that beautiful shore.
Ernest Tubb, If We Never Meet Again. So we start the day in a positive way. Before that, our national anthem performed by Lee Ann Rimes. Hello, friends. It's me, Phil Nee, and it's good to be with you today. Getting down the old highway. Boy, it was a little foggy out there. The vibe and I were very cautious at intersections, but we were able to make it in through the thick fog this morning. So be careful as you get out and about there today. And it is a little cooler, too. I noticed that overnight, too. A little bit better sleeping. It wasn't quite as stuffy in the doghouse this morning. But we're doing all right, heading towards 76. And again, in the middle of some really nice weather and events that are scheduled for this weekend in the great outdoors, oh, they're going to hit a home run. River Valley School Fair and Gaze Mills Apple Fest going on this weekend. And, of course, Avoca EMS having their big day on Saturday as well, among the many things. So they're going to get along all right. Hopefully people don't get overheated. Yeah. Time to do a little Blackberry Boogie.
It's all about sun up every day. I grab my bucket and I'm on my way. I go down the road, a running and a kicking. I'm heading for the patch to do some blackberry picking. I fill my bucket right to the top. It makes my lips go flippity flop. I hear a little voice and it sounds so sad. It said, don't pick me now, cause I ain't ripe, Dad. Blackberry Boogie. Blackberry Boogie. I'm brought back like a flip when it's blackberry picking time. Baby, are you going to town? I said, honey, I'm a-going where the scratch. I'll meet you in a minute in the blackberry patch. She grabs her bucket and she jumps and squeals. I'm heading for the bushes and she's hot on my heels. I start picking on one end, she picks on the other. We meet in the middle and she yells, oh, brother. Blackberry Boogie. Blackberry Boogie. Oh, I love that gal when I meet her in the middle of the patch. Thank you.
blackberries just to meet the band. I grabbed her for a kiss, she said, turn me loose. Your lips are all blue from that blackberry juice. I hugged her once and said, don't be coy. You know I'm your blackberry picking boy. I kissed her then and she let out a sigh and said, let's go to my house and bake a pie. Blackberry boogie. Blackberry boogie. I'll be back, little gal, when it's blackberry picking time.
Burgers and fries and chairs and pies, it was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Making our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show. And it was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know. Changes come and go. We've had our share, I know. Now it seems we don't have time for love anymore. All the things we used to say, little things we did each day. Oh, I long to do the things that we did before. When it was burgers and fries and cherry pies, it was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Making our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show. And it was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know. Well, I'm still the same old. That's all I'll ever be. I like to think that you're the same old you. We lost something down the line that I wish we both could find. Lord, I'd like to do the things that we used to do. And it was burgers and fries and chips. Back then, walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Taking our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show. It was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know. So simple back then.
Charlie Pride on WRCL. Perhaps we're making you hungry. We had the Blackberry Boogie with Tennessee Ernie Ford, and then some burgers and fries as well for a very healthy breakfast today. 5:15 the time. Motorists are being advised that today there will be a street closure in Richland Center from 6 until 4. East Kinder Street from South Ira to East Street, and South Larson Street from East Hazeltine to East Burton will be closed to traffic due to a home placement by crane. Additionally, there will be no parking allowed on West Kinder, East Kinder, and South Larson Streets in the posted sections. Please plan ahead, move your vehicles, and follow the posted detours as well. Another farmer's market will be open today in Lone Rock from 3:30 until 6:30 at Center Park on Highway 130. Follow the Lone Rock Farmers Market Facebook page for updates on what is happening at the market. Those reminders from our community calendar. We'll check sports in just a little bit here. A good day for the Brewers yesterday.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Apple season is in full swing at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh picked Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and much more. Perfect for eating or baking. Sip on fresh apple cider, enjoy apple cider donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers, and take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Plus, brighten your porch with mom's squash and pumpkins. Oakwood Fruit Farm open daily 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Red hot deals are sizzling at Ace Hardware through September 30th. Save on Cabot exterior stain 1 gallon, $10 off instantly. Perfect for refreshing decks, fences, and siding. Get your lawn and garden ready with Scott's Turf Builder. Fall lawn food $21.99, or grab RV and marine antifreeze 2 for $6.50 to protect your equipment this season. Ace Hardware, red hot deals for your home, garden, and outdoors. And don't wait, sale ends September 30th. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House Light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Jackson Cherio robbed Xander Bogaerts of a three-run home run in the first inning, and Nick Mears got a fly out to center to end a bases-loaded threat in the seventh as the Brewers beat the Padres 3-1. Milwaukee reduced to 1, its magic number over Philadelphia, for clinching the best record in the majors and home field advantage through the postseason. Bryce Tarang singled in Cherio with a go-ahead run with two outs in the seventh, and Danny Jansen had a solo home run in the ninth to give the Brewers that cushion. They will have the day off before getting ready for a weekend series. That'll be the final series of the regular season. And hard to believe, it'll be Friday night against Cincinnati, beginning a three-game series. As mentioned yesterday, it was a win for the Cubs, 10-3 over the Mets. San Francisco, 4-3 over St. Louis. Dodgers, 5, Arizona, 4. Philadelphia, 11-1 over Miami. And Washington, 4-3 winners against Atlanta. In the American League, Tampa Bay 6, Baltimore 2, Cleveland 5-1 over Detroit, Boston 7, Toronto 1, the Yankees 8-1 over the White Sox, Texas 4, Minnesota 2, the Angels 3-2 over Kansas City, Athletics 6, Houston nothing, and Seattle 9-2 over Colorado. In action from Major League Baseball, hockey preseason is underway, and the new weekend on the NFL season continues. This weekend, and it's going to be Seattle at Arizona in the Thursday night game. Kickoff time 7:15 this evening. And that is an update on sports.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Well, I feel like I need a workout because I'm going to be enjoying some good like homecoming food and all kinds of things this weekend. So got to kind of step up the game a little bit with the aerobic polka. It's a real flashy, splashy one next, courtesy of Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
Thank you, Adam. Adam Hess working out this morning. We are ready to go with the aerobic polka. Hope you are too. A one and a two and a...
When I was a little boy, many years ago, I wasn't very sporty, folks, and yet I wasn't slow. But when it came to loving folks, I really got around. Oh, I was number one with almost every girl in town. She wasn't slow. She really was a beauty. She always took a prize. I hopped around her twice a day to get my exercise. I called him Lantern John. And when I went into her house, it was like a zoo. Now I've been around that girl so much that I've turned monkey too. To know my name. So here's a little story that I tell her to explain. My father's name was Ferdinand, my mother's was Eliza. Put them both together and they call me Little Fertilizer.
Richie Yerkovic and the band and the Laughing Polka right there on WRCO. Today's high will be at around 76. Sunshine to partly cloudy, turning warm. We'll have a warm northwesterly wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Patches of fog again late tonight and a low of 53. A high of 78 tomorrow. Currently 47 at WRCO. Here are the Everly Brothers.
Bye bye love. Bye bye happiness. Hello loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love. Bye bye. could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye love, bye-bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye-bye my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's
Paul and the Glaser Brothers on WRCO's Light in the Milk Cow Show. Oh, it's a little cooler this morning. It's maybe easier to sleep in. We're at 47 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
A U.S. senator says farm bill work needs to be a priority for the rest of the year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Feed your dairy herd Pioneer brand Plenish High Oleic soybeans to potentially improve milk fat production and lower feed costs. Plant Plenish soybeans and plant your best year. Republican Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa says farm bill work needs to be a priority, and there are a number of issues to tackle within the conservation title.
I want to make sure that we are doing the right thing in conservation, but maybe updating some of those practices, allowing CRP, but also allowing maybe our cattlemen to be able to graze on those CRP lands.
Ernst says a federal solution for California's Proposition 12 law is another priority. Missouri-based Triumph Foods has become the first pork processor to file a lawsuit against California's Proposition 12. According to their press release, Triumph's lawsuit builds on its approach to Massachusetts Question 3, where the company was successful in its fight to strike down part of that state law for violations of the Dormant Commerce Clause, which also exists in the California law. Triumph argues the federal government already regulates the company, and similar to USDA-inspected facilities, states cannot add to and interfere with those regulated spaces. USDA's Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs says the administration is committed to increasing ag export sales. Brownfield's Kellen Havikin has more.
Luke Lindberg says the department's recently launched three-point plan focuses on building stronger trading relationships. He says it
aggressively get after ag exports specifically targets that opportunity where we're trying to make those buyer-seller relationships happen as quickly as possible and get wins on the board right away.
During a stop in eastern Nebraska on Wednesday, Lindberg told Brownfield that includes a new approach to trade missions.
These rapid response missions are designed to put farmers on the ground in markets where the president negotiates new market access quickly and effectively.
He says the plan also provides $5.5 billion in credit guarantees to encourage financing of commercial exports. From York, Nebraska, I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
An assistant professor at Ohio State University says a federal fix for farm labor is needed to prevent consumer price hikes and higher input costs for farmers. Margaret Jedlowski says nationwide wage adjustments could lower one of producers' largest operating expenses.
New signals from the policy space have indicated that the government is going to be looking at potentially revising the formula. It promises to be a little bit of relief on the wage bill, at least, during a time when margins are very, very tight.
Jedlowski says the ag industry is working with lawmakers to ensure a farm labor solution remains a top priority. I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. You'd never settle for gaps in the stand. So why settle for anything less than DeKalb corn? DeKalb seed is for those who make outstanding performance a priority with a broad portfolio of products bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand corn. Never settle. Visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo with Tipsack Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a large sale and the big round market was very good. Reminder, next hay sale will be October 8th. You can also buy hay and bedding throughout the week. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We have more online only auctions coming up. Keep an eye out on our website at www.tipsackauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetoo. Have a great day.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs ended the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Wednesday. Bids didn't surface. A few asking prices were reported in parts of the South at $242 to $244 live, but still weren't established in the North. If business follows the trend of recent weeks, it could be sometime Thursday or Friday before any significant business develops. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers and heifers both sold steady to $5 higher. The USDA says demand was good for both calves and yearlings. Supply was moderate. medium and large one feeder steers, 500 to 540 pounds, were $430 to $453. Feeder steers, 935 pounds, brought $338.75. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 652 to 657 pounds, brought $378 to $387. Box beef closed lower and sharply lower with length demand for moderate offerings. Choice was down 59 cents at $380.80. Select was 219 lower at $359.90. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and down less than 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply lower with a moderate negotiated run. This has been a pattern recently for processors. A couple of really solid days of business at higher prices before pulling back on procurement efforts. The market is looking ahead to the week's quarterly hogs and pigs report as it continues to monitor demand. Global demand has been solid, but there are lingering concerns, especially as China remains inconsistent in its buying habits. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 232 with a weighted average of 104.67. The Iowa Minnesota closed 229 lower with a weighted average of 104.86, and the Western Corn Belt was down 240 with a weighted average of 104.77. Pork values were lower, down $1.05 at $111.63. Picnics were sharply lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and up a little more than 4,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower, pressured by the continued slide in box beef, waiting on direct business, and lean hog futures ended the day lower, pressured by cash and wholesale business ahead of the USDA's quarterly hogs and pigs report. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Wednesday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans and corn are modestly lower under harvest pressure. November beans were down 3 at 10.09. January was 3 and a quarter lower at 10.28 and a half. December corn was 2 lower at 4.24 and a quarter, and March was down 2 at 4.41. Live and feeder cattle were lower, with box beef down at midday, getting ready for direct business. October live was 155 lower at 234.05. December was down $1.92 at 236.82. October feeder cattle were 250 lower at 359.62. And hogs were lower on cash and wholesale pressure, with quarterly inventory numbers out Thursday. October was down 110 at 99.42, and December lean was 260 lower at 88.12. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
How artificial intelligence can play a role in crop production, today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Imagine a robot that will scatter cover crop seeds across 18 rows of corn or soybean canopy in a single pass. According to Gurish Shadare of the University of Illinois, it's possible now.
So we've been making these robots that go from under the canopy, and they have a seeding device behind them, which has been improving over time too. And they distribute these cover crop seeds from under the canopy. And so that you do this around, like say early August, late August, so that by the time you harvest, there's a green cover on the ground, which is pretty cool.
The tech is really new, says Shadare, which means it's expensive right now. He believes that will change.
I am not an economics expert, but I've worked with them on a number of things. Like any technology, there is going to be a difficulty in making it work, primarily until we bring the throughput to a level where farmers feel comfortable switching. And one way we're dealing with that is by taking careful steps.
Shadare says AI devices will be involved in crop production one way or another.
I feel like full field autonomy is here too now. That's been a while. It's a much harder problem than we thought it was. But it's here, and I think cover cropping is one thing. We'll see what else we can do with it.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? They upsell you to an expensive trust. Most people do not need a trust, but lawyers love to sell them because they're complex and expensive. I like simple estate planning documents that you can understand, that give you control over your property, and that are much cheaper than a trust. I hate unnecessary trusts, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
Mycotoxin research might get a boost from the federal government. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The road to Madison starts with you. The dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, September 30th through October 3rd. Map your trip today at WorldDairyExpo.com. The Director of Public Policy for Ohio Corn and Wheat says more investments in mycotoxin research are needed. Luke Crumley says the U.S. House Appropriations Bill includes funding designated for vomitoxin research.
They flow to researchers like the folks at Ohio State University who are going to really put them to the best use possible and study how this disease can be addressed across all kinds of growing environments.
He says the provision is not currently included in the Senate version. However, Crumley tells Brownfield the National Corn Growers Association and its state partners are investing checkoff dollars to advance their own studies.
It's going to guarantee that our cattle feed markets, our ethanol markets, our corn markets are protected from this disease into the future. Vomitoxin is now showing up somewhere on some scale almost every year in the state.
The Ohio Corn Checkoff recently partnered with Ohio State University to advance solutions aimed at protecting corn quality. Crumley says with commodity prices where they are, understanding the economic impacts of mycotoxins is essential for farmers. Cash dairy prices were mostly higher Wednesday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, but butter continued its downward slide. Dry whey was up a half cent at 64.5, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up a penny at 164, seven sales there. Barrels up 3.5 cents at 164.5 with one sale. Butter down 6 cents at 162, but 13 sales. Non-fat dry milk remains unchanged at 114.5 with 14 sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Vex recognizes this week's player with heart, Blake Jones from Wapaka High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Blake plays hockey and is a member of the golf team, and he's in his second year as an FFA officer. He said FFA opens a lot of opportunities for young kids, and the sky's the limit in what you can do.
No matter what your age is, as you get older, there's more and more opportunities, and there's different events and competitions compared to your skill level.
He's involved in a number of community activities, but his favorite is the Adopt a Family Project each Christmas. Blake and his family anonymously provide a nice Christmas for a needy family.
I know there is families that aren't able to have those opportunities because that's just how life is, and me allowing those families to be able to have some of those things, and it makes me feel really good as a person.
Blake wants to someday own his own farm and then build a successful agricultural business.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from
Mantelon. Good morning, kids. Well, the forecast calls for a high of 76, partly sunny at times, and it looks like mostly clear tonight. Patches of fog later on, a low of 53. Mostly sunny, continued warmer than normal Friday, and a high of 78. And then through the weekend, 80. Get your sunscreen out for Saturday, a beautiful day. And then for Sunday, 78, mostly sunny and mild. Right now, WRCO, after an early reading of 50 this morning and some pretty thick fog to get through there. I was bumping into things in Sextonville before I got into the vibe. Anyway, right now it is 47 degrees.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House show on WRCO.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain. If you're looking for a wife, 'cause Clifton Clowers has a pretty young daughter. He's mighty handy with a gun and a knife. Her tender lips,
her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should enter there. All of my dreams are on Wolverton Mountain. I want his daughter for my wife. I'll take my chances and climb that mountain. Though Clifton Clowers, he might take my life. Her tender lips,
her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain. It's too lonesome down here below. It's just not right to hide his daughter from the one who loves her so.
Her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. But I don't care about Clifton. mountain flowers. I'm gonna climb up on his mountain. I'm gonna take the girl I love. I don't care about Clifton flowers. I'm gonna climb up on that mountain.
That's Claude King. I think Hank knows where that is.
I don't care about Clifton.
The supposed real location, Conway County, Arkansas, near Center Ridge and Morrilton, and approximately 50 miles north of Little Rock. There you go. Wolverton Mountain, and now you know the rest of the story. Coming up, weather time with Mr. Tony, Mr. Blue Sky. Here's Eddie Arnold.
It's been a real long day. Now here we are, sipping wine by candlelight. Let's take a walk beneath the stars. There's a full moon out tonight. We've been so busy, babe, doing things that two people have to do. The night is young and we're alone. Let's spend it all on me and you. Let's get it while we're getting scared. Love like we never thought we could. Let's make this moment last forever. Times like these are precious and few. I want to spend them all with you, oh baby. Let's get it while we're getting scared. Amazes me the way time flies. It seems we never have enough to spend. We turn around, another year has gone by. Think of all the good love that we shared. Right now is all we may ever have. Let's enjoy our love. Let's take tonight and make a memory and keep it in our hearts for always. Let's get it while we're getting good. Love like we never thought we could. Let's make this moment last forever. Times like these are precious and few. I want to spend them all with you, oh baby. Let's get it while we're getting good. Let's get it while we're getting good. Love like we never thought we could. Let's make this moment last forever. Times like these are precious and few. I want to spend them all with you, oh baby. Let's get it while we're getting good.
We hope you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. Thanks for starting it here with another cup of coffee from Brouhaha Roasters on the Light in the Milk House show.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your Southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know we carry Lube King oil and lubricants? We carry diesel or gasoline motor oils, two different types of gear lubricants, transmission fluid, and hydraulic fluid in different weights for all of your equipment. All of these are in 2-gallon jugs, and the universal hydraulic oil is in 5-gallon buckets. So stop in at our Richland Center store or Muscadet for all these and all these other great products, and as always, we do appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, where community, great music, and your favorite hometown meals come together.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, it still looks like a very tranquil weather pattern shaping up here in the upper Midwest, basically all the way through at least the middle of next week, with generally high pressure in control. There will be a few weak fronts coming through from time to time, basically just causing wind shifts and bringing a few scattered clouds. It does look like a relatively warm stretch with temperatures generally running about 8 to 12 degrees above normal. We're not expecting any record temperatures, but still, it's going to be very mild. Great weather for getting outdoors and engaging in your favorite fall activities. Of course, the fall color will gradually pick up steam here over the next week or two, so enjoy that as well. Looking down the road a bit, looks like there will be a small chance of some showers returning to the area by the weekend of October 4th. Here's that forecast for today. Patchy fall early, especially in the river valleys, then sunny to partly cloudy and turning warm with a high of 76 degrees, northwest to west wind between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, patches of fog late, low temperature 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, continued warmer than normal with a high near 78, west wind 4 to 8 miles an hour, becoming variable. Friday night, just a few clouds and patchy fog, low at 53. Saturday, another beautiful day with lots of sunshine. High temperature all the way up to 80 degrees. Sunday should be mostly sunny and balmy as well. Low 50, high 78. More of the same on Monday, sunny skies. Low 51, high near 80. Tuesday, partly cloudy. Low 53, high about 78. And for Wednesday, partly cloudy, just a touch cooler. Low 52 with highs in the mid-70s. Again, watch out for some patchy fog early today. Otherwise, nice sunshine, high 76. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently, it is 47 degrees with some fog hanging around out there. Also, checking some records for this day in history, September the 26th. Going back in time to, 1953 for a record high of 91. Record low, 24 in 1964. Last year's high was 71 and a low of 43. Sunset will happen at 6:54 for this evening. And then sunrise time for this morning around 6:53. Currently, the air is calm. Barometer 30.0 is steady. Foggy conditions await you as you travel out and about today. Yesterday was very comfortable and pleasant, 71 for a high. From there, we dropped to 50 at midnight, and right now it is 47 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 6 o'clock. News time from ABC is sponsored.